Great start here. Can Dempsey score? Yes! The US ahead! Incredibly! Within seconds!
This hour, we've had some misguided predictions about Iraq from 13 years ago and predictions about the World Cup from yesterday.
Ghana is going to destroy US today. Ghana is going to give US 3-0.
Destroy the U.S.? That's the prediction I got from Robert Asare Okoto, a Ghanaian soccer fan living in New York, just hours before Clint Dempsey maybe broke his heart.
Dempsey, an early goal! One of the earliest goals in World Cup final history!
Thanks to a couple of bookend goals announced there by ESPN, Clint Dempsey and John Brooks Jr., the United States pulled off our first international victory over Ghana. Robert, a lot of people were very, very concerned that you were going to be really upset today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm not upset at all. I'm doing great.
You did say that Ghana was going to destroy the U.S.
Yeah, if you watch the game carefully, we did destroy the U.S. Ghana was playing 85% of the game. Ghana had the game. U.S. didn't do nothing. Even though U.S. had the goals, Ghana played. We destroyed U.S., but we didn't come up with the goals. So that's the difference.
Right.
There was
right.
a difference between the goals and the play itself.
So if I was a more knowledgeable fan of soccer, I would understand that, in fact, Ghana destroyed the U.S. But because
Exactly.
But I do know enough to know that we got more goals than Ghana.
Right. The goals were there. U.S. came up with the goals. But the out of play, Ghana played well.
All right, so now you're going to root for the U.S., right?
No, you know, in Ghana, we have a saying in Ghana that until your bones are rotten, it's not over. We're still in the group stage yet. We haven't got out from the group stage yet. But when we come out of the group stage, of course, I'm for the U.S.
Well, one of our listeners said, God bless us sports fans, play nice. Let's all give Mr. Asare Okoto a big hug. I think our fans are very much fans of you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I think I'm a fan of them, too.
Good. And that means you have to root for the U.S. against Portugal, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course. I'm the U.S. I live here. I eat here. I sleep here. Of course I'm going for the U.S. But like I said, until your bones are rotted, it's not over.
All right. No, I know that. And who's Ghana playing next?
Germany.
Oh, man. Oh, that hurts.
It's not going to hurt. You're going to see it again.
Are you brave enough? Are you brave enough to say on this program, Ghana will destroy Germany?
I'm brave enough to tell you that I will never let my flag down. Ghana will destroy Germany.
You heard it here. Ghana will destroy Germany.
Ghana is going to cause Germany 1-0.
1-0 over Germany. 1-0 yeah. over Germany. All right.
Right.
Well, we'll be looking for the Azonto dance, and we'll call you back.
I'm waiting for the Azonto dance.
If you hurt my friends, then you hurt my pride. I gotta be a man. I can't let it slide. I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
And, of course, how did you celebrate the U.S. victory last night? We'd love a picture of your jerseys, parties, celebration dances, funny hats, you know, the whole thing. Use the hashtag MySoccerSwag. That's MySoccerSwag, all one word, on Twitter and Instagram.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.